The Art of Pleasing. The art of pleasing is a very necessary one to possess, but a very difficult one to get. It can hardly be reduced to rules, and your own good sense and observation will teach you more of it than I can. Do as you would be done by is the surest method that I know of pleasing. Observe carefully what pleases you in others, and probably the same things in you will please others. If you are pleased with the friendliness and attention of others to your humors, your tastes, or your weaknesses, depend on it. The same friendliness and attention on your part to theirs will equally please them. Take the tone of the company that you are in, and do not pretend to give it. Be serious, gay, as you find the present humor of the company. Do not tell stories in company. There is nothing more boring and unpleasant. If by any chance you know a very short story, and suitable to the present subject of conversation, tell it in as few words as possible, and even then, show that you do not love to tell stories, but that the shortness of it attracted you. Of all things, dismiss the egotism from your conversation, and never think of entertaining people with your own personal concerns or private affairs. Though they are interesting to you, they are impolite and uninteresting to everybody else. Besides that, one cannot keep one's own private affairs too secret. Whatever you think your own excellencies may be, do not show them in company, nor take the trouble, as many people do, to give that to the conversation. If they are real, they will surely be discovered some day, without your pointing them out yourself, and with much more advantage. Never continue an argument with heat and shout, though you think or know yourself to be in the right, but give your opinion modestly and coolly, which is the only way to persuade. And, if that does not do, try to change the conversation by saying with good humor, "We shall hardly persuade one another, nor is it necessary that we should. So let us talk of something else."